This was in the Detroit Free Press, I think, yesterday. I thought this was kind of clever, kind of fun. Phoebe Wall Howard is her name. She's writing about the headline is New Parents Discover Unexpected Use for Ford F-150 Lightning's Front Trunk. The frunk. And apparently what's been discovered is the frunk is the perfect height, perfect space, and perfect way for parents to change babies. You know, diaper changes.
Yeah. that's a little new.
Yeah. For parents who so many years when it came to trying to change a baby in a vehicle used to be you had to get into that back seat and kind of configure yourself some way. No. New parents have discovered that, again, because of the way that the front trunk is so roomy, and because it offers up actually a little privacy because of the way it's built. In fact, this is a story about a woman who drives her pickup more than 400 miles round trip with her 13-month-old daughter.
Oh.
She goes to Seattle for appointments with a neurologist and others who treat premature babies. And she's discovered that they can change the baby privately and quickly in the spacious front trunk, the frunk. Again, better than changing it in the back seats. They also say they've discovered that the electrical outlets in the frunk allow for bottles to be warmed while taking trips.
Whoa.
Plus, because there is a ruler that's stamped into the tailgate for construction workers to measure wood, some parents are now discovering that they can measure the growth of their babies. I'm not sure Ford ever thought about the possibilities when making the frunk. But yeah, this woman says the height of the frunk is more convenient than changing even her daughter on a couch or any other surfaces at home. I used to get a back strain kind of leaning over, but now the frunk is at perfect height.
Hey.
And she's not the only one. There's some other stories in here about some guy with twin boys, he says. And he says the great news is that they can do both babies at once because they both fit conveniently into the frunk because it's a nice... and there's also a light that shines down. So if it's dark, you got your light right there too. So... The new advertisement for Ford and its frunk is baby changing. Even beyond that, and how about this? It's also there's another woman here who is the parent of a child who has a disability who needs support with toileting and changing sometimes in an older situation. This is the same thing she says. You know, you used to sometimes have to actually be in a public bathroom and actually lay on the floor to take care of the needs. Now they can use the frunk for that situation, too.
Huh.
So necessity. I guess you could say they didn't invent the frunk, but they certainly maybe have invented the new usage
of it, right?
Yeah. So add that to the marketing. I want to see the TV commercials.
Built Ford tougher?
Yeah. Well, if you're changing the baby, that frunk better be tough.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I mean.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Huh. That's good. I always thought the frunk would be, I mean, I love pickups. I love my pickup. And whether I actually would get into a pickup that had a frunk, but I always thought it'd be convenient because I like to back in my pickup into places.
Yeah,
because
right.
Because it's easier to... but problem is, the back is where, obviously, the bed is, and that's where I put everything. Well, if I back in now and I had the frunk in front,
that'd
be very handy that way. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, yeah. Many possibilities now, Ford, will have to think about for the future.
Yeah,
think about it.
And you wonder if, based on this, will future frunks maybe have other... conveniences.
That's what I'm thinking.
Would be enabling parents to better take advantage of this baby changing area.